A senior lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Stephen Nahiado, says the decision by judges to refuse sitting on cases because they have been criticized as being corrupt is not good for the country's democracy. He said their action will create a situation where people will fear to criticize the judiciary. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
I think that is a very unfortunate on the part of the judges to take that action, because there is a general perception in Ghana, and those lawyers that have been accused are not the first to make pronouncements regarding the perception of corruption in the judiciary. So I can recollect that the late Chief Justice Akwa made reference to corruption, the perceived corruption in the judiciary. The current Chief Justice also alluded to that when she was being vetted for the position of a Chief Justice. And several others even prompted the parliament some time ago to go around the whole country trying to look for this kind of thing and see how they could handle it, evidence of this perception. And the report of parliament is there for everybody to read. So for these lawyers to see it, they were only retreating what is already known in the public domain. And therefore, I think it's very unfortunate for the judges to take this position. They cannot pretend to say that there is no corruption in the judiciary, just as no other institution in Ghana can pretend that there is no corruption in their various organizations.
By taking this action, have they breached the constitution?
I don't think that there is a breach of constitution, but I think that they want their institution to be insulated from comments such as the one that were made by those judges. But what I think is that they are denying ordinary people justice.
Is this good for the country's democracy?
I think that it is not healthy development for the country's democracy. And I want to believe that the judges, even if they have any case, they should adopt a better approach to resolving the matter rather than boycotting court or boycotting those lawyers. There are various avenues they could have used, because by refusing to listen to them, they are denying their clients their access to justice. And for me, I think that it is an affront to the democratic process, where the judiciary has its clear roles that it must play in democratic dispensation. They have a role to play, and they have a duty to Ghanaians to perform those roles. And if they have any grievances to settle, they must find better ways of settling it rather than boycotting or threatening people who make comments to the effect that there is corruption in the judiciary.
A senior lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Stephen Ahiawodo.